Well, hello and welcome to this Microsoft Virtual Academy course on migrating virtual machines from Amazon AWS to Microsoft Azure. My name is Keith Mayer. I'm a senior technical evangelist for Microsoft Cloud and Enterprise platforms, and you can find me online at keithmayer.com. Well, let's go ahead and get started with our course. In this course, we'll be stepping through four key modules in migrating VMs from Amazon AWS to the Microsoft Azure Cloud. In our first module, we'll be discussing why organizations are choosing to migrate from Amazon AWS to Microsoft Azure and call out the specific common reasons that we've seen for migrating to the Azure Cloud. Then in subsequent modules in this course, we'll be stepping through the process of preparing for migration from Amazon AWS to Azure, exporting and converting virtual machines from the Amazon AWS AMI format, and then uploading and importing those virtual machines to the Microsoft Azure Cloud. At the end of each module, we'll also be sharing additional resources that you can leverage to step through this migration process in your own environment to accelerate and jumpstart leveraging the Azure Cloud for your own scenarios. So when we think about why organizations are migrating to Microsoft Azure as a cloud platform from other competing cloud platforms, there's several common reasons. Hybrid cloud portability between on-premises and public cloud platforms, unified hybrid cloud management, strong service level agreements, competitive costs and performance, robust support for DevOps, and a consistent platform for all three common cloud models, IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS. These six reasons are very common reasons that organizations today are migrating to Microsoft Azure, thousands per day. Let's take a look at each of these areas in more detail. When we think about hybrid cloud portability and management, Microsoft Azure is just part of our overall hybrid cloud strategy. Our hybrid cloud strategy allows organizations to run business applications across a variety of devices, desktops, notebooks and tablet devices, mobile phone devices, embedded devices, even gaming devices, whether they're running the Windows platform or other competing platforms like Android or iOS. Now, these applications obviously have to connect to back-end data services for accessing applications and business data. And in our hybrid cloud model, those data services could be hosted in an on-premises data center, perhaps using Windows Server 2012 R2 and our Hyper-V Enterprise-grade hypervisor that's included with Windows Server. Or they could be hosted out in the Microsoft Azure public cloud or a combination of the two. Microsoft Azure provides a global public cloud platform that by the end of this calendar year is expected to have as many as 16 global data centers worldwide. Now, the Azure Cloud is not only used by our customers for hosting their application workloads, but it's also battle-tested by our own applications as well, Office 365, OneDrive, Bing, Xbox Live, and others. All are examples of applications that leverage the Azure platform. This allows us to collect statistics on millions of users every day that are accessing Azure for these application services to improve scalability, manageability, security, agility, cost, and performance, and deliver those improvements not only on our Microsoft Azure public cloud, but also with Windows Server and Hyper-V in on-premises data centers and private clouds. Now, managing applications and data that are spanning on-premises and public cloud locations requires a consistent management and security layer. And that's exactly what we have with the Microsoft Hybrid Cloud solution. In managing and securing our hybrid cloud environment, we use standard technologies, some of which you may already be familiar with from your own on-premises data center. Active Directory for identity management and security of both on-prem and public cloud resources by leveraging Windows Server Active Directory together with Microsoft Azure Active Directory in the cloud. Systems management can be performed for both on-premises and public cloud workloads, leveraging System Center. And device management across Windows, Android, and iOS platforms can be leveraged through Windows Intune, combined with System Center 2012 R2 Configuration Manager, to provide a single console for managing enterprise desktop environments as well as mobile devices. PowerShell provides a consistent scripting language for automating the provisioning, management, and monitoring of both our private and public cloud fabric resources, as well as the workloads that are running on top of those fabrics, and for development and release management of new solutions. Visual Studio, TFS, and Visual Studio Online provide a consistent development and release management environment for being able to accelerate the delivery of new solutions consistently, even if those solutions are spanning multiple cloud locations and multiple device platforms. Now, we make it really easy to get started with Microsoft Azure as a public cloud platform by providing a web-based self-service cloud provisioning portal called the Microsoft Azure Management Portal. It allows us to use any browser that supports HTML5 and JavaScript to provide global management of resources across all Azure data centers worldwide. In addition to provide a consistent web-based interface for our on-premises private clouds, we also provide an on-premises version of the Azure Pack. The Azure Pack delivers the Microsoft Azure user interface for tenant and hosting management to provide a common interface, a common web-based interface to the Microsoft Azure public cloud for managing on-premises resources as well. To provide additional hybrid cloud management capabilities, System Center 2012 R2 provides the ability to manage virtual machines and application workloads that are running on-premises and in public and hosted cloud environments side by side through a consistent set of management tools. In the private cloud space, Virtual Machine Manager, a component of System Center 2012 R2, provides virtual machine and private cloud management for on-premises virtualization hosts, whether those virtualization hosts are running Windows Server 2012 R2 Hyper-V, whether they're running a prior version of Hyper-V, or whether they're running other competing on-premises virtualization platforms, including VMware vSphere and Citrix Zen Server. App Controller, another component of System Center 2012 R2, provides a unified management interface that allows us to perform application and virtual machine management of virtual machines that are provisioned across private clouds managed by Virtual Machine Manager, public clouds managed by Microsoft Azure, or hosted cloud locations through hosting providers that are leveraging our service provider framework and Azure Pack management capabilities. In addition, for ongoing management, monitoring, and protection of those workloads across private, public, and hybrid cloud locations, Operations Manager, Service Manager, Orchestrator, and Data Protection Manager are additional components that are also included with System Center 2012 R2. Operations Manager provides a consistent platform for monitoring and alerting of both cloud fabric infrastructure as well as application workloads. Service Manager provides an IT service management component that allows us to provide IaaS self-service capabilities to users in our organization so that they can simply request through a Service Manager service request ticket a new application workload to be provisioned, and behind the scenes, a workflow can be generated, an approval process begun, and once approved, Service Manager can feed that request on to Orchestrator, another component of System Center 2012 R2. Orchestrator provides integration and automation of key technologies and processes across our hybrid cloud. It can receive requests from Service Manager as well as a variety of third-party applications, and based on those requests, can kick off one or more automated routines in the form of Orchestrator runbooks. Orchestrator helps us easily automate the complex provisioning process that can occur in multi-hypervisor environments as well as hybrid clouds. Data Protection Manager provides us with a consistent component that allows continuous protection of key applications and workloads running on Windows Server, whether those workloads are running on-premises, public cloud, or in hosted cloud locations. Now, another key advantage beyond hybrid cloud management and VM portability of workloads is service level agreements. Azure provides a very strong service level agreement, a 99.95% monthly service level agreement for virtual machines, and that service level agreement is financially backed. Now, the service level agreement is measured on a monthly basis, which is a key differentiator from several competing cloud platforms. Many other cloud vendors measure their SLA on an annual basis, which allows for a much longer outage period before their SLA is impacted. We also include all of the components that are under our control: compute hardware, data center failures, hardware upgrades, software maintenance, host OS updates within our Azure data centers. Many of these preventative maintenance components or other components are not included necessarily in other competing cloud SLAs. As they say, the devil is definitely in the details, and we encourage you, when you're looking at cloud platforms, to investigate the SLA in great depth to make sure that you're seeing as much of an apples-to-apples comparison between the cloud platforms that you're comparing as possible. In fact, the only items that aren't included are really the items that are under your control as a tenant or subscriber to Microsoft Azure. So that includes things that work inside the virtual machine, like guest OS updates and patches, application updates, or on-premises network connectivity from your data center location, or intermediary internet connectivity. Now, our service level agreement not only extends to virtual machines, but also extends to Azure storage and our hybrid cloud networking of Microsoft Azure. In fact, when you're connecting cross-premises from your on-premises data center to Microsoft Azure using site-to-site VPN or direct fiber or MPLS network connectivity for higher speed access, we provide an SLA for our virtual network gateway component of 99.9%. That's something that is a differentiator, again, with many competing cloud vendors that don't provide any SLA for their corresponding virtual network gateways. In addition to site-to-site VPN, our other two direct connection capabilities, connecting through dark fiber via an exchange provider or fiber hotel, or connecting via an MPLS wide area network service provider, provide other options for high-speed connectivity with an SLA from a trusted carrier that guarantees not only the uptime of our virtual gateways, but also the uptime of the end-to-end connection. When we're looking at price and performance, Microsoft Azure is very competitive with other cloud platforms in the industry. In fact, there was a recent independent study done by Cloud Spectator back in June of 2013 that compared five key IaaS cloud platforms: Azure, SoftLayer, Rackspace, HP Cloud, and Amazon EC2. You can download the full report yourself to read the details, but the findings of that report were quite interesting. The report was based on a week-long stress test study of key Linux workloads that were consistently configured across each of the cloud platforms that were evaluated. Those Linux workloads were stress tested with a standard Unix bench stress testing tool, and then the performance and cost of running each of those VMs across each compared platform was evaluated. At the end of the study, Cloud Spectator found that Azure scored three times higher than Amazon EC2 on average, running those Linux workloads consistently across each of the clouds. And in addition, Azure provided 5 times more value than Rackspace on average. So I'd encourage you to definitely download the report, read the full report for yourself, and I think you'll find that Azure is definitely worthy of further investigation. Now, many organizations are also wrestling with DevOps as a method or a mission for accelerating the delivery of new solutions or solution enhancements in their environment. DevOps involves the entire process of solution release and management and monitoring, from develop and test through building the solution, measuring and learning and operating that solution. And Azure can provide several key advantages to help organizations accelerate this continuous mission of DevOps in their organization. First, Azure includes important benefits for your developers with MSDN subscriptions. MSDN provides free access to Azure on a monthly basis for dev and test workloads up in the Azure cloud, and also provides very low-cost access to virtual machines and other Azure resources even after consuming the free benefits for Azure. MSDN also provides access to all of our Microsoft developer tools and server platforms for dev and test, either on-premises or in Azure. Using the Azure platform, then, allows us to provide a consistent platform for the entire application lifecycle very cost-effectively, from prototype through develop and test, through to staging, and finally on to production. Now, Microsoft Azure also integrates for release management and continuous deployment with several source control solutions, including Visual Studio Online, TFS, GitHub. It even integrates with simple source control solutions or repositories like FTP sites or whatnot. In addition, Microsoft Azure integrates with System Center and Visual Studio Online Application Insights to provide a consistent way for managing, monitoring, scaling, and automating in the cloud, and also measuring and learning application performance, responsiveness, errors that are occurring with shared visibility across both dev and ops teams. Azure also provides a consistent model for all cloud needs. It supports all of the common cloud models, including infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, and software as a service from one cloud platform. Infrastructure as a service provides the ability to run virtual machines in the Azure cloud. It's great for migrating existing apps from on-prem or other cloud platforms over to Azure, and provides key resources like virtual machines, virtual networking, site-to-site connectivity through VPN or ExpressRoute capabilities, traffic management, content distribution and storage. But cloud platform access doesn't end with Azure just at infrastructure as a service, another key differentiator from many other cloud platforms. Microsoft Azure also provides platform as a service, as a set of service-oriented building blocks for new applications, so that developers, as they're either enhancing migrated applications that perhaps were migrated as IaaS VMs, or developers that are building new applications, can leverage these pre-built building blocks to quickly assemble the plumbing for applications or application enhancements, so that they're not having to worry about developing identity capabilities, mobile services capabilities, relational database needs, web access needs, custom cloud services, and whatnot. They can leverage those custom components that are already provided as packaged offerings to quickly deliver new functionality in the cloud. And for more commodity-type services, Azure also integrates with software-as-a-service components like Office 365 that provide baseline email, instant messaging, document storage, and collaboration services. Now, the Azure platform not only provides IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS capabilities individually, but because they're provided through one consistent platform, these cloud models can also be leveraged together for developing unified solutions very quickly, so that we can leverage IaaS components for certain areas of an application where we may need heavy customization, leverage PaaS where we're looking to add new functionality very quickly, and where we don't have to worry about patching and management of underlying operating systems and APIs. That's all prepackaged in the PaaS model. And then SaaS components, where certain commoditized applications are made available, and through APIs like the Office 365 API, we can tie that back in to our Azure application code. So it allows us to leverage these models to migrate existing apps through a lift and shift approach over to IaaS, and then when developing new applications or enhancing existing applications, it allows your developers to leverage PaaS and SaaS, so that your developers are focused on writing only the code that only they can write, the code that's unique to your business processes and unique to your business organization, to accelerate the delivery of new solutions. Now, with all of these choices on the Azure cloud for different compute models, a lot of people ask, why would we choose one versus the other? Well, really what it's all about is providing you with the level of choices that organizations need so that you can choose the level of customization and the speed of delivery that you need for particular applications or application components. The goal is to be as far right as possible on our chart, leveraging PaaS components so that we're less focused on having to do patching and operating system and API runtime maintenance, and more focused on the application and data that is embodying our business solution. But at the same time, if some of those components require very deep customization for one reason or another of the operating system or the runtimes within that virtual machine, we have the ability to leverage IaaS to provide a high level of customization and perhaps not the same speed of delivery as PaaS components, but still be much more agile than deploying those virtual machines on premises. So those are some of the key advantages that we've seen why organizations are choosing the Microsoft Azure cloud platform as a cloud platform to migrate to. If you're interested in learning more about Microsoft Azure and hybrid cloud from a hands-on standpoint, we've got a great early expert program that leverages some of our other MVA content side by side with a set of hands-on lab activities. It includes video-based lectures, hands-on lab exercises, and a community of mentors online to assist you with your questions. Once you complete the hybrid cloud early expert study track, you're also eligible to receive a certificate of completion as a hybrid cloud specialist from the Early Experts program. You can go out to our Hybrid Clouds Lab link to begin that program at any time and be our next early expert. Now be sure to also check out our other great resources that are available through our TechNet platform. We've got our TechNet Evaluation Center with deep technical content and free product evaluations of our IT Pro products. You can download that software as a trial and use it for evaluation and testing in your own environment. In addition, TechNet Virtual Labs provides a great online hands-on lab solution that allows you to spin up products in a virtual lab environment and be able to step through working with those products to gain experience, even if you don't have an on-premises lab environment. And then certainly, leverage Microsoft Virtual Academy for this and other online courses. I hope that you'll be back for the other modules in this course so we can begin stepping through the process of migrating virtual machines from Amazon AWS to Microsoft Azure.